severe weather already hitting parts of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and it could wreak havoc on holiday travelers in what is expected to be one of the busiest travel weeks in nearly a decade. In parts of Kentucky, travelers are braving snow to reach their destinations. Kentucky driver Amanda Southard tells WKYT-TV about her harrowing trip.
You couldn't hardly see. We could just see, like, headlights coming at us, but pretty much, yeah, it was kind of blinding.
The National Weather Service says freezing rain may extend from North Carolina to Tennessee and into central and eastern Pennsylvania today, and snow is expected west of the Appalachians. Terry Smith is senior meteorologist with the Weather Channel. She's with us from Atlanta. And Terry, tell us about this storm.
Well, it's a very interesting storm because there's two components to it. One is this center of energy that's down in the Gulf of Mexico. That is currently bringing the threat of severe weather across portions of Florida. We've had a report of a tornado near Wewahitchka in Florida. Some minor damage there this morning. So we're watching that. We're also watching a cold front that's working its way through the Midwest and the Great Lakes today. And those two storms are going to combine. You get all this moisture from the Gulf. You get the cold air from the Arctic. And you get this widespread rain and snow situation that has set up 2 days before the Thanksgiving holiday.
Well, how much snow is forecasted and where is that supposed to go? Because that's the kind of thing that is going to obviously affect flights. And there are many flyers expected this season, I think the most since 2007.
Yes. Well, we'll see possibly some snow late tonight, early tomorrow morning, as far south as northern Alabama and northern Georgia and parts of Tennessee and western North Carolina, western Virginia, West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, a good bit of Ohio and Pennsylvania will all pick up some snowfall, especially for areas down in the deep south. That could be problematic from the standpoint of a lot of these places don't have much in the way of snowfall removal equipment.
Yeah.
But it's not going to be a prolonged snow. That's the good thing. The heavier snow that may be more problematic is up here in Ohio and Pennsylvania and upstate New York. Pittsburgh, for instance, could pick up 4 to 6 inches of snow. Erie, Pennsylvania, right there on Lake Erie, likely somewhere between 5 to 8 inches of snow. The snow amounts by themselves are not horrific, but it's just coming at a time when a lot of people are traveling and really don't want to deal with messy roads.
And to your point about snow removal, I remember being at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport once, and in a snowstorm, they had, I think, one de-icer for all of these planes. So it's you don't get that much snow there, and hopefully they've gotten some more of those. What about rain, Terry, which can impact driving conditions? There are 39 million drivers expected on the roads this week.
Well, the rain will be heaviest in areas from the Gulf of Mexico, where that main energy source is, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia, primarily along the coast, up through the Carolinas, Virginia, into New York, and even New England. We're going to be dealing with rain, and it is widespread. I've been watching the showers and thunderstorms this morning from Texas all along the Gulf Coast, and it's almost like a shield of wet weather from Georgia and Alabama up into West Virginia, now just beginning to get into New Jersey and heading to New York.
And will this all be gone by the time people are supposed to head back from their Thanksgiving weekends, wherever that they may be?
Well, that all depends where they are and when they head back. The good thing is the mess is primarily confined to the eastern third of the country today and tomorrow. By Thanksgiving Day itself, if for some reason someone is waiting to travel until then, we've got maybe some light rain along Southern California and some light snow in parts of northern New England and around the Great Lakes, and that's it. So it's a really quiet weather day on Thanksgiving Day itself. And I don't foresee a lot of wet weather on Friday either. Southern California, maybe South Florida, and that's it. So it just depends on when they're leaving.
So as usual, our listeners in San Diego are saying to themselves, good luck with all that. We will take our light rain maybe, but probably
right.
some sunshine.
Right.
Terry Smith, meteorologist with the Weather Channel, thanks so much.
You bet.